And now, you are listening to In the Fish Tank with DJ Fish.
What is up? It is DJ Fish, and I'm here with this very special guest from TV.
John, or also known as Jonathan Bernard.
And we are going to be talking about Nope, Jordan Peele's new movie. What do you want to start off with? Like, just a basic question.
Okay. Who was your favorite character in Nope?
Probably Angel.
Angel was that guy.
I really like him. Like, he's very funny. Like, if I had to...
I can't remember his name, but the main character, the OJ? Black dude. Yeah, OJ.
They literally... Because I watched this video on this whole movie, and just the names alone, it is so smart.
Yeah.
Because I'll send you the video because it's something like... Something that grabs your attention, like, in media. Like, that's what the whole thing was.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what their names are based off of. What is something that has to do with OJ? Like...
OJ Simpson.
Yes.
I know.
That's something that grabbed your...
That grabbed my attention, because...
Number two, Emerald. You probably won't get this, but it's one of the first, like, very, like, colorful movies. But The Wizard of Oz.
Oh, my God.
Emerald City.
Mm-hmm.
There was something with the director's name, and the lady hasn't even posted anything about Angel's name. Oh, Antlers. That was the director's name. And he was basically saying, like, going back to his first movie, Get Out, about, like, all of, like, the antlers in it. So it's, like, a kind of, like, hidden thing, like, where he made this movie and it grabbed everyone's attention. But he's, like, trying to take out a little detail and put it in.
Yeah.
Nope.
So. This is why I love Jordan Peele.
He's so smart. Like, I'll send you the videos later on.
Okay.
When I have service, it'll be, like, really late at night because I have to stay till like, 7. But... Yeah, so that's like one key detail of that movie that I'm like, he's so smart.
He is a genius.
Yes.
A little bit off topic, but still on topic with Jordan Peele. What is your favorite Jordan Peele movie?
Us. Okay, if I have to rate them, like, from best to worst.
Because I just rewatched all of them except for Nope, because it's not really streaming yet.
Yeah.
And I'm not feel like spending $20 on Amazon Prime just to rent the movie for 2 days.
Just watch it on Soap Today. If I had to rate them, I would say the best is Us, second, Get Out, last, Nope. But...
Number, you could put Candyman in there. He did direct Candyman.
I know, but I'm saying, like, his movies, like...
Mm-hmm. Just his standalone ideas. Movies, yeah.
Yes. But if I have to, like, rate them in their own categories, like, three different categories, I would say storyline...
I give it to Get Out.
Yes, that's what it was.
Yeah.
Best storyline, Get Out.
I feel like...
Best movie, like, the...
Best cinematography is Us. Nope.
No, it's Us.
Cinematography... The camera shots in Nope are so amazing.
I know, but like, But if I had to say like the creepiest that like where I was kind of like.
Most creeped out was Us.
I'm very opposite because I believe in aliens that like.
I don't like the idea.
Real.
I don't like the idea of a doppelganger me. Like, I'm already bad enough as it is.
I know. But
plug to when I broke 13 bones in 1 year.
The reason why I give Nope the scariest is because I believe so much in aliens.
I mean, I also really believe in aliens. I just don't fear them.
The scene with the little stupid brats where they're like
running around. Oh, my God. That was the one scene in that movie where I jumped.
I literally was like,
because you actually thought it was, because you actually thought it was the aliens.
Yes, I was
I would have went to jail for punching a kid.
I would too. But I was so on edge.
Was that your kid? Oh, my bad.
Oops. I was on edge the whole entire movie because there was a guy sitting next to me and he was drunk the whole time. So
that
I'm like,
sucks.
I'm now that I like work at a theater and I can watch it whenever I want.
We really got to go to go see some movies.
I know. I literally like whenever I usher, I walk into this movie and I see the ending every single time. And I hate the ending to this movie. That's like
spoiler warning.
Why I give it the like my least favorite.
Because you don't like the idea of it going pop like a balloon.
Because it makes no sense. Y'all are going through all of this crap. You can't do anything like electronically or electric, basically.
That's,
you can't even listen to vinyl.
That's literally the only way to kill it then. If you can't do anything electrically, use condensed helium.
I know. And then they used helium. And I was like, with a balloon, obviously.
Baboons.
And the thing ate it and it exploded. And it's like, how does that, out of anything, kill it? You know what I mean?
Well, that's the only thing they actually tried, though.
I know. And it's like...
The whole point was just to get it on tape.
I know.
But I don't like how the director basically just betrayed them.
Oh, I know. Like, man, he was like, I need to get the shot!
And then he gets got.
Yeah. Literally, they have telling him not to look, and he's just looking at it. And it's like, that is not what you do!
He did that on purpose. He wanted it not to get out.
He wanted to get in there.
Yeah. He wanted to get the shot in there because he thought, because he probably didn't listen to him. Like, I think where Jordan Peele was going with it, the guy thought he was too good.
Oh, yeah.
And he wanted to get a shot in there, so he didn't believe that it was just an animal. I had a feeling from the trailers itself that it was just that was the alien and it wasn't a flying saucer.
UFO.
Yeah.
Bro, because I remember...
Also, the name the name note being an anagram is amazing. Not of planet Earth. Not of planet Earth.
That is so smart.
That is amazing. Jordan Peele is a genius.
I know.
Like, you didn't know that?
No, I didn't.
It was...
I was told that it was... Because it's supposed to be like a joke, like
that's what a lot of people thought. But no, Jordan Peele is a genius, not of planet Earth.
Dang,
he had it on one of his movie posters.
It's so weird because.
But yeah, no, people would say nope to that. I would be one of those people.
As a kid, I only remember Jordan Peele from Key and Peele.
Yeah,
and he was one of the most funniest people.
Guys ever.
And then he comes out like I remember.
He's like.
When Get Out first came out, I was like, this isn't even going to be good. Like, what's the point? And then I heard all these things.
And then
they were like, this is so good.
And me and my dad went to go see Get Out in the theaters thinking that it was, because my dad loves movies, like the horror movies in general. Not horror, like thriller movies.
But
he loves thriller movies. And he was like, let's go see this new Jordan Peele movie. I was like, the dude from Key and Peele? He was like, yeah. I was like, okay. Yeah. I watched it. I think that movie made me fall in love with cinematography.
So the movie that made me fall in love with cinematography and like I want to major in film.
That's what I'm majoring in. That's why I'm doing TV.
I should have picked TV. Well, no.
You can, a little bit off topic, if you talk to your counselor, you could probably get in second semester.
I could see if I could do.
Because I'm trying to turn one of my study halls into radio next semester.
You can literally just ask your teacher.
No, I was going to. My counselor. Yeah.
Your counselor, I meant. But
if you have classes you're done with, you can probably get into TV next semester. It would be dope. But you do have to wake up pretty early.
Oh, wait. Did you say first class?
It's your first and second period.
Oh, then no. Because I have first is newspaper. Like, no matter what. Oh,
dang. You can't do TV. That's probably why they didn't put you in TV then, because you're in newspaper.
Yeah. That makes a lot more sense. But the movie that made me fall in love with cinematography is Last Night in Soho.
I still haven't seen it.
Only because of the dancing scene. The dancing scene. I hate dance, but how they do it, because what happens in this movie is basically like this girl, every single time she falls asleep, she goes back into the 60s and she is like this girl from the 60s. But almost every single time I saw trailers
for this movie. Yeah. It's the actress you really like.
Yes. It's so the girl in the 60s, like that's who's playing like the life in the 60s. But when you see her, like, standing in front of a mirror, let's say, it's the girl that is asleep. Like, that's who you see in the mirror. But the cool thing is in the dance scene, they switch off in between both characters.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not edited. It is, like, it was recorded like that. Like, they made
like
it.
Like, they're changing partners.
Yes. The whole entire time. It's not, like, they don't stop it. And then
it's not,
like,
it's
okay,
not a cut.
Come on.
It's not a cut.
No. Like, it is a full dance. The only time it cuts is in between, like, the first two moves where they switch off. The rest is like the dance completely.
Mm-hmm.
And me and Ashley learned how to do that dance.
Of
it's really easy.
Ashley learned how to do that dance.
Because I showed it to her and I was like, I really want to learn this. And she was like, I do too. So we learned it. And every single time we just, it's such a good movie too. Also, I feel like you would really like it because like, I'm not going to even say anything. Like,
I'll watch it tonight.
My jaw dropped at the end.
I'll watch it tonight.
I'll just send you the little website I used.
Yeah.
Do you have HBO Max?
Yeah, I got HBO Max.
It's on there.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Another movie I really like, but it's not like a live movie. It's an animation movie. The only movie is like Howl's Moving Castle. It's an anime movie.
I don't like anime, but like I've seen stuff for it and I want to watch it.
Miyazaki films are beautiful. You got to watch. They're all on HBO. You don't got HBO Max, do you?
I have HBO Max.
Watch Miyazaki films. Do just a movie. Do the AMC has a yearly thing where they do all of his movies in order. I've gone 3 years in a row.
Oh,
Every year I've taken like a different friend. You want to go this year?
Sure.
Dope. It's like 12 hours. Yeah.
You like horror movies, right?
I love horror, Nora.
Bro, have you seen Midsommar or Hereditary?
I've watched bits and pieces of Midsommar.
Midsommar.
I'm thinking of the book Midsommar. Midsommar, yes.
Do you know what, like...
Like, it's a Not a cult thing, but like...
It is a cult.
Okay, so I was right. Yeah, I've seen bits and pieces of it. I was at a friend's house.
It is so...
But yeah, I've seen bits and pieces of the movie.
I mean, you saying you were...
I can't
literally whistle. Everyone else in the movie was...
Ah, so I was relating to them.
But...
I was living it. Never mind. No, I wasn't.
If I have to say what my favorite horror movie is, it would definitely be Midsommar, because it's so different. Because it's... Whenever you think of a horror movie, like, you think of, like, darkness and, like, a serial killer and all this
stuff. I
think
of Happy Tree Town Friends.
Well, okay. But, like, when you think of, like, something scary, like, it's usually something that's, like, really dark. Or, like, the surrounding, like, let's say that. Like, it's really dark. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but Nope was during the day for most for a lot, for, like,
I know,
the whole
but,
ending.
Like, when you...
When, but, no, I get you. I get what you mean.
Like, most people just think of, like...
Dark.
A dark place with a serial killer and all this stuff, blah, 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 yeah. blah. This, it's so different. That literally the whole entire movie is just like it's outside in the sun, very beautiful setting, and all this stuff.
You want to hear a good pitch for a Batman movie? Sorry to interrupt you.
Sure.
Let's. I want a Batman movie where they follow a street criminal, but then it follows him for a while, and it's talking about how this monster, this bat-shaped monster, is around, and how it goes through the chain of his like criminal organization. Wouldn't that be such a cool Batman movie? And at the end. At the end, they do the reveal that it's a person. But, like, throughout the whole movie, they're like innuendoing it. It's a bat monster person.
Oh, yeah.
That would be such a good Batman
that
movie.
Anything else?
Not really.
Then I guess that's it for the podcast.
Thank you for watching. You can watch this. Listen to this, actually. I'm sorry, just saying watching. Sorry. You can listen to this on 91.1 WEDM.com. Nora, do you have anything to say?
Nope.
All right. See you guys.